Nomcast, where we take a deep dive into your food and splash around to see what we can find. I'm your host, Alice Zaslavsky, and today we're peeling off the outer layers to find out what's inside citrus. Before we get started, I want everyone to check if their brains are switched on and fully charged, because there'll be a quiz at the end.
Welcome to the Fruit Box. On today's show, we're diving into the colorful world of citrus fruit. Some really great segments lined up. Oh! Segments! John?
You know, segments, the structure citrus is made of.
I didn't even... Segments, no pun intended.
Citrus! How can you not love it? The fruits of these flowering trees and shrubs come in all kinds of bright and beautiful colours, from dazzling yellow lemons to deep red blood oranges and vibrant green limes. Some of them are super sweet, like clementines, while others are sour and tart or even bitter, like grapefruits. Oh, and those segments? They're actually called liths. Lemons usually have about 8 of them, but the big guys like grapefruits can have 14 or more. They make it so much easier to peel your favourite fruit and share it with your friends. Best of all, they come with their own packaging built in, so you can chuck them in your lunchbox without any wrappers. Plus, citrus peel can be used in all kinds of other amazing ways, which we'll talk about later. Okay, so what's the backstory? Scientists actually studied the genomes of 60 different fruits, that's their DNA, to find out where they came from. They discovered that citrus originated in the southeast foothills of the Himalayan mountains, in what's now parts of China, Myanmar, and India. Then, 6 to 8 million years ago, the climate in that area shifted from very wet, with tropical storms called monsoons, to much drier. In fact, lots of plants and mammals migrated throughout Southeast Asia during this time, including citrus. Some species ended up right here in Australia. Australia is a great place to grow these incredible fruits. The first fleet brought seeds to plant lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruits, and mandarins, and now there are nearly 2,000 farms growing citrus all over the country. We export more citrus than any other fresh fruit to places like China, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Australia even developed a fruit called a lemonade. Not the drink, but a hybrid between a mandarin and a lemon. Looks like a lemon, but doesn't have the same sour, squeaky, mouth-puckering taste. But there were some native varieties already here, like finger limes, which look like gnarly fingers you can pop open to reveal colourful droplets called juice vesicles. These tiny bags of juice are clumped together, kind of like fish eggs. That's why they're also sometimes called caviar limes.
Ah.
Those same scientists think our local versions arrived in Australia by simply floating over the sea from Asia. Easier to do when you have your own built-in life jacket.
Folks, today I'm going to peel back the layers on citrus peel. You know it as the stuff that gets in the way of your delicious fruit snack. But what you may not realize is this is one of nature's most versatile products, and I'm here to show you why. It's light, it's nutritious, it's warm, and it comes in a rainbow of vibrant colors. Not sold yet? It can reduce the risk of heart disease, make delicious tea, fight gallstones, clean stainless steel.
Now, we haven't always used citrus to their full potential. Getting the juice from an orange, for example, creates food waste, leaving behind its flesh, pith, and peel. For a long time, those extras have gone in the bin, and peel especially can take a long time to break down. But the thing about this peel is, it's actually packed with all sorts of goodness, and it could have really useful benefits to the environment. It's rich in phytochemicals and biologically active compounds that are good for our health and contain pectin, which can be used in cooking, medicine, and even cosmetics. The oil it contains, called Citrus reticulata essential oil, has been used for thousands of years in traditional herbal medicines to treat conditions like chesty cough, upset tummies, and indigestion.
Thermal insulation material as a homemade cleaning solvent to keep our teeth clean, as a treatment for skin infections, a flavour enhancer for thickening jam.
As well as all of this, citrus fruits also have benefits to our bodies. In the old days, when sailors spent a lot of time on the open seas without access to fresh sources of vitamin C, like citrus, they actually got pretty sick with an illness called scurvy, which made them weak, tired, and sore, and sometimes dead. Vitamin C can help to keep your immune system fighting fit by producing white blood cells. Citrus fruits also contain phytonutrients like carotenoids, flavonoids, and polyphenols, which are types of antioxidants, and also the natural chemicals that give these fruits their gorgeous colours and powerful scents. Plus, citrus peel is just delicious. Bakers often use candied peel in cakes and biscuits and Christmas pudding. They cook it up in thick sugar syrup until it's ooey and gooey and ready to be part of a favourite dessert. You can use one type at a time or throw in peel from different fruits for a tangy combo like grapefruit and orange. Speaking of oranges, did you know that the English word orange was actually used to describe the fruit, not the colour, first? Before we had the sweet oranges we eat, which arrived in Europe in about the 15th century, we just called orange things yellow-red.
Particle boards for buildings in perfumes to control aphids as biofertilizers turned into plastics and even feed farm animals.
That checks out.
But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from the people who know best.
We love citrus peel waste. Look at all the things we can do with it.
It's not really waste when it's so useful.
There you have it. Visit www. Citrus is amazing.
So, processing citrus can create waste, or its peel, seeds, and pulp can be used as food additives, prebiotics, packaging material, plastics, and medicines. They're even exploring using it for biofuels. So, it's not just those half-time oranges that give you energy. The bus you catch to school could also be powered by oranges. Orange, you glad you listened? All right, quiz time. Question one. Which part of the world did citrus fruits originally come from? Question two. How many farms are growing citrus in Australia? Question 3. What are the segments in your citrus fruit called? Question 4. What did sailors get when they were at sea for a long time without vitamin C? Question 5. What is a lemonade fruit a hybrid of? Question 6. Can you name one of the other uses for citrus peel? Ready for the answers? Here you go. The Himalayas are the original birthplace of citrus fruits. Answer 2. There are nearly 2,000 farms growing citrus in Australia. The segments in your citrus fruit are called liths, is the answer to question 3. Answer 4. Sailors got scurvy without vitamin C. Answer 5. A lemonade is a hybrid of lemons and mandarines. Answer 6 could be anything from food additives, prebiotics, packaging material, plastics, medicines, and even biofuels. That's all we have time for. Until next time. This podcast has been funded by Hort Innovation, using the avocado, citrus, melon, and raspberry and blackberry research and development levies and funds from the Australian Government. For more information, visit horticulture.com.au.